Now for our subject. Book of Ephesians, please. Chapter 5. Ephesians 5, verse 16. Ephesians 5 and verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeem the time. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Don't waste time. Save time. Use time wisely. Use time carefully. Make the most of every minute. Use time in the best way. Take advantage of every moment of time. Don't waste time. Time cannot be recovered. You know, if you take a ball in your hand and throw it, you might throw it in the wrong direction, but you can't pull it back. Well, that's the way time is. And when we use our time incorrectly, we cannot get it back. Therefore, we are to use it wisely. Now we talk about democracy, equality. Do you know that time is one of the few things on earth that's truly democratic? Everyone here, from the youngest to the oldest, has the same amount of time. Did you know that? You knew it. Did you realize it? I have 24 hours in a day. How many do you have? I have 60 seconds in a minute. How many do you have? And I have 60 minutes in an hour. How many do you have? It is therefore important that we spend our time wisely. Don't waste time. Psalm 90. Moses is speaking. Verse 12. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, that we may use our time wisely. Time is to be used wisely. How should we use our time? I said wisely, but how do you use your time wisely? Luke chapter 19. Now, I am not asking for an excuse, but you know my habit. I turn to a lot of scriptures. My children used to say to me, Daddy, what you said was all right, but you turned to too many scriptures. I can't help it. I don't know anything else. Luke chapter 19, verse 13. Oh, let us start at verse 11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable. Because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Do business until I come. I've given you talents. Use them wisely. occupy to like a trade. Occupy. Use what I've given you and use it wisely. Proverbs 6:6. We know this one well. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Occupy till I come. How shall I occupy? Verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, lazy one. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide or overseer or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Go to the ant. Let me ask you something, beloved. Have you ever seen a lazy ant? I have watched ants. I like to watch them. They go up one column, one by one, and they return, and each one has something in his mouth. Try watch them someday. They occupy. They are busy. They work. They use their time well. I remember years ago I was in the island of Jamaica. And I sat on the front porch reading. And a roach came on the book. Now, the roaches there are not like roaches here. The roaches there are the size of a caterpillar. Can you imagine a roach the size of a caterpillar flying? And this roach came down on the book that I was reading. And I did like that. The roach went to the floor. And I looked, and obviously the roach was dead. I kept reading, and then I stopped and looked for the roach. The roach wasn't there. I said, I'm sure the roach didn't fly. The roach was dead. And then as I looked in a little distance, I saw this roach being carried along. And I went and looked, and what do you think I saw? A group of ants taking this roach along. They were occupying their time. Using their time well. And we are to use our time well. God has enjoined us in His Word to work. Work is wholesome. Work is good. It's laziness that is not good. Genesis chapter 2, please. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 15. Genesis 2 and 15. The Lord God took the man, put him in the garden to dress it and to keep it. Put him in the garden to work. Keep that garden. Take care of it. Cultivate it. Work. Ecclesiastes number 9, chapter 9, please. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Work is noble. It's laziness that is not noble. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Work. You ought to work. Chapter 11. Verse 4. He that observes the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. That's the fellow that sits down and just watch. He'll gain nothing. Verse 6, In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold thy hand. Work. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse 10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you that, please note, if any man would not work, he shouldn't eat. Oh my, that's a tough one, isn't it? The Bible does not enjoin laziness. If the man won't work, fine, let him, leave him alone, let him starve. We are to work. Proverbs chapter 6. We have just read that. 19, please. Proverbs 19. Verse 24. A slothful man, a lazy man, hides his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth. Isn't that a terrible picture? A man is so lazy he won't even bring the food to his mouth. Terrible picture. Chapter 21. Verse 25. The desire of the slothful killeth him. A man that won't work, let him die. What about the believer? What about us? And work. Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. Verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha. Like our little Tabitha here. Which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works. Are we working? Good works. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 8. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Believers, we are expected to do good works. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. Walk worthy of the Lord, all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Titus chapter 2. You say, but brother, you're saying the same thing. Well, the Bible is saying the same thing. And you see, what I'm telling you, you can summarize the whole message in one word, work. That's the message. Actually, you could stop here and go home. Brother Garnes has given his message. What was the message? Work. That's the message. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Verses 9 and 10. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation, though we speak thus. God is not unrighteous to forget your work. God sees what you're doing. And one day we're going to be rewarded for that work. Now I'm going to ask you, I have a list here of about 20 verses dealing with work. You don't want to go through those, do you? All saying the same thing? Seems to me one or two is enough. Look up the rest when you go home. Oh, but you say to me, I'm in school. I don't have time to work for the Lord. And dear mothers, it has been said that a man works from sun to sun and a woman's work is never done. I can't find time to work for the Lord. I'm busy with this, I'm busy with that. I have to get the children ready. I have to shop, I have to cook, I have to keep the house. I don't have time to work for the Lord. How do you answer that? Colossians chapter 3. I don't have time. I'm so busy with various things, I just don't have time. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 23. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Oh, I have to cook. I have to prepare a meal. Prepare it as unto the Lord. You're working for the Lord. Oh, I have so much schoolwork. I just don't have time for prayer in the Bible. I have told you this story before. Let me tell it to you again. Dear young lady at the meeting in New York that I was in fellowship with, went to the nursing school. She was a believer in fellowship. And she came to me, I think I'm going to quit. I said, why? What's the matter? Oh, they tease me. You don't do this and you don't do that. You don't go here and you don't go there. I think I'm going to quit. I said, no, you don't. God put you in that school. Now you stay there. You pray. You study the Bible. I will pray. And I'm going to ask my wife to pray along for you. It was tough. She bore it out. Graduation day. Oh, my. What I am going to tell you, I didn't hear. I saw. I witnessed. Prize giving. Graduation day. 14 prizes were given out. And this sister won 13 out of 14. Did you believe that? You remember Daniel and his three friends? Daniel wouldn't defile himself. And he ate only what the Lord would have him eat, he and his three friends. They honored God. Final exam. Read it in chapter 1, when Daniel 1, when you go home. Final exam. The king examines them. An oral examination. Oh my, that can be tough. I remember one oral examination I took, and this man looked at me as if he was looking through me and fired questions. It was only by the grace of God that I stood up and answered the questions. Here are these four, Daniel and his three friends. The king gives the final examination of all the pupils. You know the story, don't you? How did they place on the examination? 1, 2, 3, and 4. What is the key? 1 Samuel chapter 2. Them that honor me, I will honor. And sister, when you're cooking that nice meal, and the sister said, can really cook. Why, even what they serve, this is just a little sample. And you know how good it is. Do it as unto the Lord. Whatsoever you do, I am making this pudding as unto the Lord. I am making it as if he was going to taste it. You're serving the Lord. You're working for the Lord. I remember Brother T. Ernest Wilson, missionary to Angola in Africa for 25 years. On two occasions, I heard him say this. If you give God a good day's work, he'll give you a good day's pay. You ever thought of that? Whatsoever you do, do it as unto the Lord. He'll take care of it, and you'll be serving him. I have a little poem that I want to read. Because for practical purposes, I'm finished. My message is over. Now, where is the poem? Should be here. The last time I checked, it was here. But for some reason, I don't seem to find it. But the poem is to this effect. Your life is a clock, and it's wound. Now, nobody knows when the clock is going to stop. To die and leave your wealth is bad. To die and be sick is worse. To die without Christ is such a loss that nothing can repay. And if you are here, and Jesus Christ is not your Savior, take him now and don't delay. Now is the accepted time. I had a brother, he's now with the Lord, and he always liked to do things differently. He always liked to do things in the way that wasn't prescribed. And he took a course in advanced mathematics, Professor Gill. I knew Professor Gill, he taught me algebra. And after I finished the required courses, that was it. No more math. But my brother liked math. And he took a course with Professor Gill called The Theory of Numbers. Speak to Brother Craig here. He said, I don't know what the theory of numbers is. But Professor gave them a problem and said, I only know one way to solve this problem. and I'm going to show it to you. And he showed them. The next day he gave them a quiz on that same problem. And my brother, Mr. Harrell, as I said, he was always different. So he solved the problem his way. And when Professor Gill came to him, he said, "See, I'm almost right. I'm just off by one number in the answer." Professor Gill looked at him and said, "Almost right is completely wrong." How about it? Am I right? You can't be almost saved. You're either saved or you're lost. Work for the Lord. Short message, isn't it? I'm finished. 568. I hope we know it. And if we don't know it, we'll read it. Give of your best to the master. Give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh adoration into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example. Dauntless was he, young and brave. Give him your loyal devotion. Give him the best that you have. Can we manage this, you think, brother? Oh. Work with a willing hand. Sing a song of praise. Work, ever work for Jesus. Swiftly the hours fly. Freighted with love, let each hour pass by. Work, ever work for Jesus. And it pays off. He's no man's debtor. Great is your reward in heaven. You work for him here, and on that great day, he'll say, "Well done." Isn't that nice? Be encouraged, beloved. Those of you at school, stand up for Jesus. Those of you at work, stand up for the Lord. It'll pay off. Shall I give you a little illustration? I could give you a couple. Which one shall I take? All right, I'll tell you one. Organic chemistry. Here's our chemist. Professor Prager. He said, "Now, organic chemistry is not like inorganic chemistry. I am going to write three statements on the board. Take down those statements. Don't ask any questions. Don't ask me how I know they're true. Just accept them." And we went through the term, and I began to see why those statements were true. Then they gave a midterm examination. And all through my studies, thank the Lord, I was on my knees and with the book. Midterm examination. Dr. Weber was the class teacher. So-and-so, 65. So-and-so, 63. And the grades were going down and down and down. I said, "That's funny. I thought I did well. Waiting on the Lord. Studying as before the Lord. Got down in the 30s and he hadn't called me." I was trembling. The last name he called, "Who is Garnes?" Beloved, I tell you, I felt so weak I had to take my left hand to hold my right hand. Oh. Nervous. What happened? I thought I did better. Professor Weber came over to me, took my hand, and said, I congratulate you. You got exactly 100%. Work for the Lord. Keep the Lord in all your doings. He will bring you through. Shall we pray? Again, Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for Thy promise never to fail, leave, or forsake us. We thank Thee, Lord, for dying for us, for bearing in Thy body our sins, and shedding Thy blood to cleanse us from sin. And being at the Father's right hand, Thou hast sent the Holy Spirit to teach, to guide, and to lead us. We give Thee thanks. May it be ours to serve Thee, to work for Thee as never before. Dismiss us now with Thy blessing, rest upon us, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Work. That's all. Just work for the Lord.